Boom. All right. We are good to go, finally, after some technical difficulties. But I hope you guys are having a great day so far. So today, I wanted to talk about working out. And I wanted to talk about how to structure your workouts for best results. And, you know, I really could go down a huge rabbit hole with this. Like, literally, if I sat here and went through every single piece of programming, you know, a week's worth of workouts, let's say, for somebody, or a month's worth of workouts, I could talk for hours on how to best program that for the best results, and specifically for what most of the people's goals are that I work with, which are to lose body fat, to sculpt their body, to get more tone, to get leaner, to improve their overall shape of their body. That's kind of what I'm referring to. So when it comes to like programming for strength or for performance, that's not what I'm talking about in this episode or this recording. So all these recommendations I'm going to give, everything I'm going to go over is not relevant to necessarily strength or performance, because those recommendations might be different. So this is geared towards hypertrophy, which basically means building muscle. You can call it like bodybuilding style training, but not even necessarily bodybuilding, because you know, a lot of people that I work with are like general population people who just want to get more tone, you know, maybe grow their glutes, improve the definition of their legs, improve the definition of their arms and things like that. So that's what this is all about. So like I said, I could talk for hours on going over every single piece when it comes to programming, but we would be here for a really long time. And I don't think you want to hear me talk for that long straight. Maybe you do, but I doubt it. So we're going to talk specifically in this one. And maybe I'll make this a series. And I will cover like every aspect there is to building your own workout program. What things to consider. Maybe I'll do like a series regarding that. So let me know definitely, you know, in the comments below if you would want to, you know, get more input on that and would want to have me make that a series. But for today, we're going to talk specifically about how many sets you should be doing per week. And this can also be considered quote unquote volume. So how many sets per muscle group you're doing per week and how many you should be doing for optimal progress or to make the most amount of progress and what that looks like. So I'm going to break down all this, what the recommendations are, what that looks like, how to think about this, like what is even considered a set for a muscle group. Like it might be kind of straightforward, but there are some nuance regarding some certain exercises. I'm also going to talk about how to, or what factors play a role in how many sets you should program for yourself, and how to kind of gauge if, you know, you should increase or decrease that number. So, you know, a topic for another day too, like this is all about lifting and how many sets you should be doing per muscle group to see the most progress. Another topic for another day would be to talk about why you need to be lifting if you have specific body composition goals. Like if you want your body to look a specific way, be a certain leanness, have a certain muscle tone or muscle definition, you need to be lifting weights. But like I said, that's a topic for another day. But most people overestimate how much muscle they have on their frame already. Like I talk to a lot of people, they're like, you know what? I don't really like want to build that much more muscle. I just want to get leaner and get more toned. But like in order to get leaner and more toned, you actually have to put on more muscle because you just really don't have that much muscle like underneath your body fat level right now. So most people overestimate how much muscle they have. And also most people underestimate how much muscle their dream body has. So people will look at like fitness influencers, maybe a fitness model on some kind of magazine or see them on social media or see them on TV or wherever. And they like see this person and they look really lean. You know, this girl or, you know, whoever fitness model you're looking at might have the dream body you want. And, you think that they're just doing a bunch of cardio or they've always done a bunch of cardio to achieve that. But most of the time, those people have done a significant amount of lifting or they just have like really great genetics where they just build muscle really easily. But they typically have more muscle on their frame than what you actually think they do have. So that's why lifting, you know, super important for the goals that you probably have if you're watching this, but also like all the health benefits of lifting, which I won't even get into in this podcast, but you know, just regarding overall bone health, bone mineral density, better blood sugar control, all that stuff. So what is optimal as far as how many sets you should be doing per muscle group per week? And that's kind of how I'm going to describe this through this video, is per muscle group per week, because that gives you an idea of how you can structure your week, and then you can kind of repeat that week to week. So you've probably seen like fitness influencers post their workouts online, or maybe even like looked up at, on some magazine, some fitness magazine, and saw some, you know, picture of a fitness model, and they had some kind of exercise routine next to it. And they're like, okay, do this to, you know, shape your glutes, or do this to get lean toned abs or whatever. And it might have like 10 different exercises, and they might be four sets of 15 reps each or so. Like, is that optimal? And is that optimal for every muscle group or every type of workout you want to do? So when we look at the research regarding the best number of sets to do per muscle group per week with your workouts to see the best progress, usually it falls somewhere between the 6 to 20 sets per muscle group per week range. There are some circumstances where, in rare cases, it could actually be a little bit higher than the 20 sets per muscle group per week. But those are usually like pretty rare circumstances. And a lot of times, anything higher than 20 sets per muscle group per week is a little bit more of a short-term adaptation, where if you were to do that for a long period of time, it would actually just be too much and you would burn your body to the ground, or run your body to the ground, I should say. So anywhere between the 6 to 20 sets per muscle group per week. So let's say like your quads, for example, you want to be doing anywhere from 6 sets per week to maybe up to 20 sets per week to see results in that muscle group, to start shaping your quads, to see the muscle building and all that. Now, that's a pretty big range, right? So I'm going to get into all the variables that come into play as far as like where you should probably be in that range, because that's a, like a really broad recommendation that is, you know, without any extra context, it's kind of impossible to like pick and choose the right place to start. So I'm going to go over all that in this video. But how exactly do we split this up, right? So we know we have to do somewhere between 6 to 20 sets per muscle group per week. How do we split this up? The research is pretty clear for the most part that hitting the muscle group at least twice per week is better than once. So if you were to have like one designated leg day, maybe on Monday, and then hit legs again the next Monday, splitting that up into two different leg day sessions throughout the week is pretty consistently better than just one. There is some research that you can split it up into three times per week if it's programmed the right way. There are even some rare circumstances, some of the smaller group muscle groups, you could actually split up into maybe four times per week you're hitting them. But you have to make sure like the sets are really spread out, you're programming the right way for optimal recovery. So like, I think what's more practical for most people when it comes to just programming, when it comes to just getting to the gym a certain number of times per week and recovery and all that, twice per week is a really good sweet spot to be at. So that 6 to 20 sets per muscle group we're trying to hit, aiming to split those 6 to 20 sets up between two different days per week is pretty much where you want to be. So then we have that kind of down, right? We're going to do 6 to 20 sets per muscle group. We're going to split it up twice per week. How do we count a set? Now, it might seem kind of self-explanatory, like, okay, a set hits this muscle, so I'm going to count it as one. For the large muscle groups or for exercises that like directly hit a certain muscle, so let's say like squats, like pretty directly hit quads, leg extensions, for example, like really directly hit your quads, bicep curls really directly hit your biceps, like that's easily counted as one. But secondary like movements or secondary muscle groups, so like smaller muscle groups like the biceps, also get worked a little bit when you do non-direct exercises to them. For example, if you do a seated cable row, so you're sitting, you know, at the cable machine and you're rowing like this, or you do lat pull downs where you, you know, have the bar above your head and you're pulling it down, that is going to like primarily work your back. That's like the primary muscle group. And there are different muscles, you know, in the back that it's going to be working depending on how you do it. But I'm not going to get into that, you know, with this video, but you're working your back. So you could say, okay, I did one set of lat pull downs. That's going to count as one set for my back for the week. But when you do a lat pull down, you also work your biceps a little bit. Since your elbows are, you know, flexing or bending, I should say, you're going to work your biceps a little bit because that is one of the primary motions that the bicep activates. So some people count like a lat pull down as, okay, it's one set for the back and half a set for biceps. Typically, I don't count it that way because it actually makes things kind of confusing, like trying to add up the number of sets, but you could count it as that, which kind of, you know, plays a role in the recommendations I'm going to give later on. If you're not counting biceps as any part of like your lat pull downs, then biceps will probably fall in the lower number of sets per week that you're doing, but you're actually getting a little bit more volume through it from the, just the lat pull downs naturally. So we'll get into that later. But typically, if a set is directly hitting the muscle group, you can count it as one. So what muscle groups should be then on the high end of this range versus the low end? So if we know we should be 6 to 20 sets per week, we should be spreading that out between 2 days per week, you know, for that muscle group. We know that, you know, each set that directly hits a certain muscle group is going to count as basically one set per muscle group. So how do we know like what muscle groups should be on the low end of this range of maybe 6 per week and what muscle groups should be on the high end? So like I said, this really depends on how you count your number of sets. If you count the smaller muscle groups that are being worked in like a lat pull down, like if you count biceps as half a set for biceps when you're doing lat pull downs, then your smaller muscle groups will probably be on the high end of this recommendation. But if you just count just any kind of bicep curl as a bicep set and don't count your back sets with that, then that's going to be on the lower end. So in general, then your smaller muscle groups will probably be a little bit on the lower end of this number of set per week. And then your larger muscle groups will probably be on kind of the middle range of the sets per week. So with the 6 to 20 sets per muscle group per week recommendation, what factors contribute to how much you should do? Like if you were going to sit down and you were going to program this, should you just program 20 sets for your quads per week, 20 sets for your hamstrings per week, 20 sets for your bicep or biceps each week, 20 sets for your back each week, 20 sets for your shoulders each week? Probably not. If you were to do that many sets for every single muscle group every week, you'd be doing so many sets. You would be in the gym for so long. You probably wouldn't be able to recover from it, especially if you're training really intensely, which that'll be a factor I'll talk about. So we probably don't actually want to be in the high end of that for every single muscle group. So how do we determine like what's a good set number to aim for my workouts? So number one thing that we have to think about is what is your quote unquote training age or experience level? So this refers to pretty much how long have you been consistently training at a decently high level or a decently high intensity for your entire life, especially like as you're asking this question. Like if you know, had a span where in high school or college you were training really consistently, but then you took 10 plus, 15 plus years off from working out, you're pretty much like a newbie or a new person to the gym, even though you have that experience because you haven't been consistently doing it. So what is your kind of current training age? If you have been lifting for, you know, consistently 10 years or 5 years, then you probably, your volume or the number of sets you have to do to see progress will probably be a little bit higher than somebody who is a beginner. Like a beginner might be able to do just 6 sets per week of every single muscle group and see amazing progress. They might be able to go in and on Monday do 3 sets of squats for their quads, and on Thursday do 3 sets of leg press for their quads, and that's it, and see really great quad growth or quad progress over a span of, you know, a few months. Like a beginner, somebody completely new to the gym, will respond really well to a lower volume or a lower number of sets. Somebody who's maybe an intermediate, they might have to do, so let's say you've been, you know, training for a couple of years pretty consistently, you might have to do around 8 sets for your quads per week, or maybe 10 sets for your quads per week to see progress. Somebody who's an advanced person, they might have to do like 15 or 16 sets per week for their quads to see progress in that area. So it depends on your training age and experience. And in general, the more experienced you are, the more volume or the more number of sets you probably have to do. Whereas more of a beginner you are, your body's going to respond really well, because like the lifting quote unquote stimulus is just so new to your body that it just like soaks everything in, and you see a lot of progress without really doing a whole lot, honestly. So that's one thing to consider. Another thing to consider is, are you coming back from some kind of injury where you know, took time off from the gym? Or are you coming back from maybe not an injury, but for whatever reason, some period of time where you stopped lifting for a while? Maybe you went on a really long vacation, or you traveled, you know, out of the country abroad for a couple months, or maybe you just had a life change and you hadn't been able to make it to the gym, or didn't prioritize the gym for a couple of months. Maybe you had a lifestyle change where, like I kind of said before in a previous example, maybe you worked out a lot in college, but then you took maybe 10 years off and now you're getting back into working out. If you've taken a significant amount of time off from the gym, whether it be from an injury, from a vacation, from traveling, from just life changes in your schedule, or from just you prioritizing different things, if you've taken a long time off from the gym, then you probably could be on the low end of this total number of sets per week for really all of your muscle groups and still see a lot of progress. So that's another thing to consider. It's kind of related to training age a little bit, just because, you know, you take time off and your body's not really adapted to lifting weights as much. So once you add it in, your body like really responds well, but it's a little bit different. So I figured I'd include it as like a separate point there. Another point to think about when it comes to, you know, how many sets per week you want to program is, what phase are you currently in when it comes to your nutrition? So are you in a maintenance phase where you are eating the same amount of calories that you burn? If you don't even know what that is, you should. You should be implementing maintenance phases with your nutrition pretty regularly. Yeah, bottom line, you should. Are you in a fat loss phase with your nutrition to where your active goal currently is to lose body fat, so you're eating less calories than what you burn? Are you in a building phase or a calorie surplus where you are purposely eating more calories than what you burn in order to actually purposely put on more muscle? These are all things we have to keep in mind too, because this determines how many resources we have nutritionally to recover from our workouts. Like if we are in a maintenance period, we're taking in the same amount of resources as what we're basically putting out. So with that, we might stick around the middle range when it comes to how many sets we should be doing per week. So maybe let's say like 10 or 12. If we are in a building phase, we're going to have extra resources since we're eating more calories than what we burn. We're going to be getting in a lot more nutrients, a lot more vitamins, a lot more minerals. We're going to be getting a lot more calories, a lot more, maybe not a lot more protein if you're counting things, but in general, probably more carbs because your calories are just overall higher. If you're in a building phase, you can actually do a little bit more volume or more sets per week than if you're in a maintenance phase, because you have more resources to recover from it. So you're able to do a little bit more without it kind of running your body into the ground. And then if you, so I kind of already went through those. Are you in a fat loss phase then, eating less calories than what you burn? So contrary to what most people think, and this is a really important point that I want to make, is if you are in a fat loss phase, your overall volume or the number of sets you're doing per week per muscle group should actually be lower than if you are in a maintenance phase or a building phase. And this is the opposite of what a lot of people actually do. A lot of people go into a fat loss phase and they're like, okay, like my goal is to lose body fat. I want to burn more calories. So I'm going to, instead of doing three sets for my squats, I'm going to do four. Instead of doing four sets with my bicep curls, I'm going to do five. But the thing is that you don't have as many resources nutritionally coming in to help recover from those workouts, that if you up the volume or up the amount of sets, you're going to put yourself in basically a recovery deficit, in kind of simple terms, to where you're not going to be able to recover from the stress you're putting on your body. So you're going to be at a higher likelihood to maybe lose strength, your performance to go down, or to lose muscle while, you know, in that fat loss phase, which is the opposite of what we want to do. If we're in a fat loss phase, our biggest priority, other than making sure we achieve fat loss, should be maintaining our muscle. So if we are purposely adding in more sets while going into a fat loss phase compared to what we do when we're in maintenance, we're kind of shooting ourselves in the own foot and actually doing the opposite. So what you actually should probably do in a fat loss phase, if you do adjust your volume or the number of sets you do, I don't think you really need to if you're doing like the right amount for yourself per week. But if you were to hypothetically adjust it, decreasing it by a little bit is actually a better route to go than increasing it, because you have less recovery resources coming in. So you're not going to be able to recover from more volume than what you're currently doing. So that's something else to keep in mind, is what phase are you in? Also keep in mind too, what rep range are you in and what kind of stress is that placing on your body? So are you doing sets of 15 reps, or are you doing sets of maybe 6 to 8? Doing sets of 6 to 8 is going to put a little bit different of a stress on your body than doing sets of maybe 12 to 15. And if you're really pushing your sets close to failure, doing sets of 12 to 15 will probably fatigue you more than doing sets of 6 to 8. With both factors equal as far as like how close you're getting to failure, how much you're pushing yourself. If you're pushing those sets of 12 to 15 to failure compared to 6 to 8 to failure, 12 to 15 reps is probably going to fatigue you even more, and you're going to need more nutritional resources to recover from that, more time to recover from that, more sleep, more recovery resources. So if you are doing these like really high rep ranges, maybe like 15 reps per set, you probably actually should be doing a little bit less number of sets compared to if you are doing maybe sets of 6 to 8. And then also, I kind of touched on this a little bit, how close are you going to failure with your sets? If you are, let me just kind of like not backtrack, but let me explain this really quickly. So I'm going to use the term reps in reserve when I describe this. And what I mean by that is how many reps you're leaving in the tank. So reps in reserve is a way to kind of describe how intense you're going, how hard you're pushing to failure. If you have 4 reps in reserve, right, that is going to be farther away from failure than if you do a set with 2 reps in reserve, right? If you have 4 reps left in the tank, you're leaving more in the tank. You're farther away from failure than if you have 2 reps left in the tank. So like if you do a set of 10 on squats and you said, okay, that was 4 reps in reserve, that means you could have done 14 reps before you failed with that weight. And if you do a set of 10 on squats, but you say it was 2 reps in reserve, it means that you could have done 12 reps with that weight before you failed. So it's a way to describe how intensely you are, you know, doing each set, pushing yourself. And some clients actually have, like, I program specifically, okay, we're going to do this set at this specific RIR or reps in reserve. But how close are you getting to failure? So how many reps are you leaving in the tank? What does your reps in reserve, quote unquote, look like? If you are leaving consistently, like so, let's say 4 reps left in the tank, you are going to be able to do more sets per week per muscle group than if you are leaving maybe 1 rep left in the tank, right? If you're leaving 1 rep left in the tank, you're getting closer to failure. You're putting more fatigue on your body, more stress on your body. So your body won't be able to recover from as much. So you want to be on a little bit of maybe like the lower middle end of that range of the number of sets you're doing per muscle group per week. Whereas if you are leaving 4 reps left in the tank, you can maybe get away with being on that higher end of the number of sets per muscle group per week. And that's not to say that's better. So doing more sets is not necessarily better. Just wanted to add that caveat. So don't like go away from this thinking that, okay, well, I'm going to leave more reps left in the tank so then I can do more sets. That's not necessarily better. And I would say it's probably actually better to leave less reps left in the tank and do less sets than the opposite. But that is a factor to think about when it comes to programming your workouts. Like, how hard are you really pushing? You might, like I've had clients where I programmed, let's say, 12 sets of quads per week for them. And they're like, you know, I really feel like this isn't enough. Like, I feel like I'm not working my quads enough. I feel like it's not hard enough. And I'm like, well, let me see like a video of you doing a set. And I watched the video and they're clearly not getting anywhere close to failure. And I'm like, well, that's why you feel like you could do more and do more sets is because you're not pushing yourself hard enough on each set yet that you're doing. And you might think, well, I don't really want to train as hard because it's uncomfortable to push myself that close to failure. So I'll just do more sets. But then you run into the issue of not having time to do that many sets unless you're cutting your rest period super short, which we don't want to be doing when it comes to lifting weights, which is a topic for another day. You should at least be resting at minimum 1.5 minutes before sets. And that's like on the low end. It should be probably higher than that most times. But, you know, adding more sets just because you don't want to go close to failure isn't really a solution, because then you just have to do so many more sets and then your workouts end up being longer. Make sure you're pushing close to failure, and then the number of sets you do will be able to be a lot lower, and you'll get so much more out of them. And then the last kind of point when it comes to the factors that play into, you know, how many sets per muscle group you can do per week is, are you prioritizing certain muscle groups? So like I said in the, you know, one of the beginning examples, if you were going to try to do, let's say, 20 sets per muscle group per week for every muscle in the body, you wouldn't be able to do that. Like, it would be way too many sets. You'd be doing 20, like if you split this up into two workouts a week, you'd be doing 10 sets of quads, 10 sets of hamstring curls, 10 sets of calves, 10 sets of glutes, every single leg workout. You'd be doing 10 sets of back, 10 sets of chest, 10 sets of triceps, 10 sets of shoulders, 10 sets of biceps. And then if we even like split up the specific muscle groups in the back, it'd be even more than that. Or if we split up the specific muscle groups or sections of muscle in the shoulder, that'd be even more. So it would be a huge amount of volume you're doing if you were to do 20 sets per week for every muscle group. So not every single muscle group can be that on that high, that very high end. But if you choose to have certain phases where you kind of specialize or prioritize certain muscle groups over the other, you could maybe have like a 2-month period where you want to really hammer the glutes. So you're like, okay, I'm going to do 20 sets per week for my glutes for the next 2 months, but I'm only going to do, let's say, 6 sets per week of my quads over this 2-month period. So you're bringing your quad sets down on the low end, bringing your glute sets on the high end, and that allows you to have enough recovery resources for everything, because we can only recover each muscle group so much, but we can also only recover the body in general so much before we just don't have as many resources to recover from it that what we need. So by doing so, by having these like specialization phases, you're able to prioritize certain muscle groups, do a little bit more sets per week for certain ones that you really want to like grow or tone, whatever kind of terminology you want to use for this, and then lower the number of sets on these other muscle groups to maybe closer to like maintenance, in order to, you know, maintain your muscle in your quads, but grow your muscle and your glutes a little bit more. So that's another way you can kind of, or another factor that comes to play in these things. I would argue that the most general population people don't really need to be doing those like specialization phases or those where you're prioritizing certain muscle groups really over the other, unless you have certain muscle groups that are just like really over dominant than other ones, just genetically or naturally. But that type of technique is usually a little bit more towards like bodybuilders who like they do a competition and the judges tell them, hey, your back needs to be bigger, your chest is too big. And they're like, okay, well, I'm just not going to focus on growing my chest until my next competition, but I'm going to focus more on the back. So that is a factor to keep in mind, but most general population people don't really have to worry about that. So with that being said, all that, right? Where do we start with this then? So we have this large range, 6 to 20 sets per muscle group per week. We know we want to split it up into two workouts or two times we're hitting the muscle group per week. Not necessarily two workouts, but two times we're hitting the muscle group per week. So you could do this in like a fashion where you're doing two lower body days a week and two upper body days a week. You could do it in fashion where you're doing maybe one lower body, one full body, and then one upper body. So with that format, you're hitting each muscle group twice per week. You could even do this format where you're doing just two workouts a week, but doing two full body days. But those are just some examples of how you could kind of structure it that way. You could even do a split where you're doing 5 days a week and you're doing a lower body and then a push day where you're doing your push muscle groups, a pull day where you're doing your pull muscle groups for their upper body. And then you have another lower body day and then a upper body day. And that's like a 5 day split where you're hitting each muscle group twice per week. And you even could split it up into 6 days per week where you're doing a lower day, a push, a pull, and then another lower day and a push and a pull. So that's kind of how you could set it up for 6 days a week. But all those kind of examples I gave, you're hitting each muscle group twice per week, splitting this 6 to 20 sets per muscle group up into those, you know, two separate sessions throughout the week for that muscle group. So we have all these factors then to consider on how many sets we should be doing. So where do you start, right? This is the big million-dollar question. So this is where I typically start my clients off at, and I've found from all my, you know, years of coaching, even my own personal experience of me training myself and all this, this is a good place to start for the majority of people. Start at anywhere from 10 to 14 sets per week for larger muscle groups. So things like the quads, the back, the chest, the hamstrings, even the glutes, those exercises, maybe even shoulders, do between 10 to 14 sets per week for those muscle groups. And then the smaller muscle groups, because I don't like to count like a back exercise as a half of a bicep set, like I don't count it that way. So for the smaller muscle groups, it's going to be between 6 to 10 direct sets per muscle group per week for those. So those are muscles like the calves, the abs, the biceps, the triceps, maybe even like the side delts could be lumped into there. Those are probably going to, you know, start around the 6 to 10 sets per week range. And then from there, you can adjust depending on how you're recovering, depending on how you're progressing. So what that might look like, let's say if you're doing 12 sets for the quads per week. That could be like on Monday, you have a lower body day, and I'm just going to list out the exercises and sets for quads. Obviously, you'd want to be doing, you know, hamstrings and glutes and, abs in there, and then maybe even calves if you want to train your calves. But I'm just going to list out simply like the quad sets. For Monday, you could do 3 sets of squats for quads and then also do 3 sets of leg press for quads on that Monday. So on that Monday workout, you're doing 6 total sets that directly work the quads. And then on Thursday, you have your second lower body day. You're doing 3 sets of pause squats for quads and also 3 sets of leg extensions for quads. So on Thursday, you're hitting 6 total sets for your quads too. Obviously, similar to Monday, you're having, you know, hamstring exercises, glute exercises. I don't want anyone going and like programming just quad sets per, you know, one of their workouts. But that's a way you could structure just the quad volume or the quad sets that you're doing. And then, like I said, you monitor your progress over a span of, you know, a month or two. See how you're progressing in your lifts. Is your strength going up in your lifts? Obviously, make sure you're eating enough food, you're eating enough protein, because if those things are off, you might not progress in your lifts as well. But let's say all those things are optimized, stress management, sleep, nutrition, protein, all that. Are you progressing in your workouts? So are you able to add even a little bit of weight every week or two? Doesn't have to be every single session necessarily, but let's say every couple of weeks you're able to add on maybe 5 pounds. are you able to maybe add every couple of weeks, add maybe one rep or two to one or two of your sets? If so, then keep your volume the same. Like, there's no reason to change anything, decrease things or increase things if you're progressing well. Look at your progress pictures, which you should be taking if you're really trying to change your body and, you know, make these changes to your programming and things. Look at your progress pictures over, you know, month one versus month three or over a couple of month period and see, do I see this muscle group like visually changing at all? If not, then maybe you need to do a little bit more, or maybe you need to do a little bit less, right? Also, keep in mind how sore you're feeling. If you're feeling like absolutely trashed after your first like lower body day in your quads on Monday, and you're doing, let's say, 8 sets of quads on that day, and you go into Thursday and you're still feeling pretty sore, and you do 8 sets of quads on Thursday, and that soreness lingers into your next following Monday, and you're still feeling a little bit sore, then you're probably doing a little bit too much, and you probably should bring that number of sets for that muscle group down a little bit. So we want to keep in mind how our physique is actually changing, or our body's actually visually changing. We want to keep in mind our performance, and we want to keep in mind our soreness and how fatigued we're feeling. If we're feeling very fatigued in the muscle and soreness, and you're not seeing progress or you're not progressing in your lifts, you're probably doing too much, because that extra soreness is probably indicating that you're doing too much volume. If you're not sore at all, and you have no soreness at all from workout to workout, doesn't necessarily mean you need to increase the number of sets you do. But if you're having no soreness along with not really seeing progress in your pictures, and also not progressing in your lifts with, you know, sleep, nutrition, and all that stuff, you know, in check, then you might want to increase the number of sets you do by maybe one or two per week, and then see how you progress from there. So that's how, you know, you want to adjust your volume or the number of sets you're doing per week based on those factors. How sore you're feeling, have that be the indicator, right? If you're not sore at all, then kind of go down the line. Okay, am I seeing progress? If yes, like if your lifts are progressing, then you don't need to change anything. If your lifts aren't progressing, then look at progress pictures. If your progress pictures are not changing, then maybe you need to add some sets. But if you are too sore, then maybe you need to decrease sets. So we want to use that kind of level of hierarchy or that reasoning to determine, you know, what changes or adjustments we need to make. But in general, starting with 10 to 14 sets per large muscle group per week, and maybe between 6 to 10 sets per smaller muscle group per week is a good place to start, considering you are taking each set pretty close to failure. It doesn't have to be to absolute failure, but staying around maybe 0 to 2, maybe up to 0 to 3 reps in reserve, so you have at most 3 reps left in the tank. Those guidelines are rough guidelines to start and follow from the beginning and adjust from there. So hopefully this was helpful. Definitely let me know, you know, in the comments, if you found this insightful, if this kind of cleared things up. Let me know if you have any follow-up questions. Would love to, you know, get something going in the comments of follow-up questions. Because those follow-up questions could give me some good ideas as far as, like if I were to continue this as like a series of going over every aspect that you want to keep in mind when it comes to your workouts, I could cover those too. So definitely let me know. These are all things that I keep in mind too when I'm programming for my clients. So like my clients don't have to think about this at all. Like I write them on a program that has the right amount of sets per muscle group per week for them, see how they're progressing, adjust things from there, and so on. But yeah, so hopefully this was helpful. Hopefully this was informative. Definitely let me know if you have any questions, and I will see you guys in the next one.